This weekend marks the 35th anniversary of my marriage to Noelle. When we were married 20 years, I read the fourth Advent poem about her. And when we were married 25 years, I read the fourth Advent poem about her. And when we were married 30 years, I skipped it. So it's been 10 years since I read a poem for Noelle in this pulpit. And so I'm going to read another one tonight. There are four reasons why I wrote this. One, it is good for a husband to publicly thank God for the grace of his wife. Second, it is good for a husband to publicly say to her how much he loves her and appreciates her. Because the Bible says, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Third, it's good for husbands to watch another husband love his wife. And fourth, it's good for a church to have strong assurances that the man who preaches to them week in and week out is totally committed and deeply in love with his wife. So, I'm going to do it. Before the universe was made, or any galaxy obeyed the Lord's command to be, or empty space became the sea where matter floats in mammoth spheres as if they were estranged, with years of blazing light between each star, God said, "These vast divisions are an echo of the endless scope of my designs. Let humans grope to find the plan that one must be a trillion miles above to see. But distance is not all of me, nor human dread my chief decree." And then he said, "To make this plain, to show that in my sovereign reign I do delight not just in great displays of space, but celebrate the sweetness of things drawing near, I now declare, let there be here in this small garden man, and from his side, let woman come. And in these two, let all of my creation see the nearness I enjoy. And know that here in these is found a parable. One sees in Adam Christ, my son. And in his wife, the people Christ will win when he lays down his life and woos them with his death. And so I choose for this, that Adam and his Eve become one flesh, and that he leave henceforth in every age his kin and cleave to her alone. And in this nearness, taste a fragment of the way my son and I will love the people that we call his bride. Behold how deep and vast and wide the distance we will cross to show that nearness is our joy. And though the universe is great and space in its expanse untold, the grace we savor most is this, to close the distance with our dying foes and by our nearness give them life and take them for a treasured wife." How many thousand years have passed since then, I do not know. However vast the ages, yet this much is clear. Again, the distant Lord drew near in 1968 and said, "Let there be here now one instead of two. As in the garden then, the one was first alone And when I made him two, I made them one again. So now here it is done. Let John take this Noel and prove it is his joy and mine to move from distance into one new flesh and show how much my son means to mesh his life with those he came to save. And so it was. That day, you gave your hand and life to me. And we, by covenant and by decree, now 35 years ago, became one flesh. And this I know, you are a gift. In spite of all my sin, God said, now go and enthrall yourself with her and call her your delight and keep your love as pure as mine for you. She is a gift from me. And if you ever lift your hand or voice against your wife, remember that I hold your life here in my hand. Instead, go make a parable for Jesus' sake and show the world the kind of grace that put Noel in your embrace. I fear I have not written well this parable. And truth will tell how marred the tender tablets are. And time will show how deep the scar that I have left with my poor script. Too seldom was my stylus dipped in oil before I wrote in this soft clay. Some things a tender kiss cannot undo, and worse is none than this, the good that was not done, the happy praises left unsung, the bell of thankfulness unrung, the exultation left unsaid and tears of sympathy unshed. I wish that I could start again. But that is not to be. So then, I will make good on this our day of anniversary and say, my wife is to be praised. Let this be sung today, nor will I miss this chance to ring the happy bell of hope and thankfulness and tell the world in words I can't conceal the exultation that I feel, and inasmuch as it lies in my power to let the tears begin. God has been good to me. Far more than I deserve, he put in store. It made me drink the cup of bliss from your kind hands and taste the kiss of mercy all these solid years in spite of all my sin. No fears destroy my hope that we will last, because God's mercy is steadfast and he delights to cross the broad expanse of all my sin, my flawed creation of this parable of love, and by his nearness, full of truth, make marriage here a place to write the story of his grace. Come, candle four, and burn with me on this our anniversary. Assist me now to say with fire some fraction of my heart's desire, and in your crucible of grace let flames my sinful flaws efface. Help me embrace this painful act, then pure, ignite this simple fact. I thank my God for you, Noel, and love you more than rhymes can tell.